Police Ombudsman in Northern Ireland has published her report on 19 murders and several attempted murders attributed to the UDA between 1989 and 1993. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, has been speaking to Marie Anderson, and he joins us now. Conor, what did she have to say to you about the key findings of this long-awaited report?
Good afternoon, Brian. Well, perhaps first, just to put this in a little bit of a wider context, the report is very substantial. As you say, it's one of the biggest reports ever done by the Office of Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland. It's been 9 years in the drafting. It's more than 300 pages long. It looked at, as you said, there are 19 murders and several attempted murders from the late 80s to 1993. Some of those were individual targeted killings. Others were victims of mass shootings, like the Rising Sun Barrett attack at Greysteel in 1993, in which 8 people died. This was all during a time when a resurgent and rearmed UDA was intensifying attacks on the nationalist and republican communities in the northwest. Some of those murdered had links to the republican movement, the likes of Sinn Féin councillors, some ex-prisoners, a couple of members of the IRA, but many others of the victims had no such links at all. So these cases were essentially brought together for an interlinked investigation by the Police Ombudsman, because it became apparent that the same weapons had been used in these killings, that the same loyalists were suspected of involvement. And this morning we got the opportunity to speak to the Police Ombudsman for Northern Ireland, Marie Anderson, who set out for us the broad themes, really, of her findings of this huge report.
Concerning the investigative actions by REC into the murders, they were generally good. However, I have identified considerable concerns in relation to the conduct of some RUC officers, which I term collusive behaviours. In particular, the failure to warn individuals about threats to their life. There were a number of individuals who didn't receive threat messages and threat warnings. I've also identified failure to disseminate intelligence in relation to potential suspects to murders to the investigation team. Those failures were by special branch.
Conor, Marie Anderson also pointed to the use of informers as an area of serious concern.
That's right, Brian. That was one of a number of very significant issues highlighted in this report. There were a couple of them, really. One of those issues was about the use of informants, the other about allegations of police and soldiers passing information to loyalists, which was then something that wasn't always properly investigated. In some cases, security force personnel were actually just dismissed or transferred rather than investigated. But yes, the use of informants was a significant focus of the report. Some of them were recruited, Marie Anderson said, and used, even though their handlers ought to have been aware that a number were heavily involved in UDA activity in the Northwest, right up to and including murder. And as Marie Anderson points out, that was actually contrary to the police policy at the time on the use of informants.
Overall, and I think this is most significant finding, is in relation to failings concerning the use, handling and continued recruitment of specific informants who were involved, and there's evidence and intelligence to support my conclusions, who were involved in serious criminality, including murder. But more specifically, there was deliberate, failure to address issues of serious criminality, including murder, in relation to specific informants.
Conor, what's been the reaction to this report?
Well, we've had a statement from the PSNI, and I'll tell you a little bit about that in a moment or two. It's important to say also that the Ombudsman did say that the police had had some successes. They had secured some convictions. One example was in respect of the Greysteel massacre, as we talked about at the outset there, and that the police had had no advance knowledge of any of these attacks that might have prevented them from happening. The PSNI was asked for comment. What they said was that essentially, this was several decades ago. There was a different policing context. Nowadays, their procedures and practices were vastly improved. But they did acknowledge the hurt and anger felt by the families and those injured in these attacks, and they apologised for the findings of the report. Many of the families have been issuing statements in respect of the report through the morning. I think it's probably fair to say that for the most part, they feel vindicated. That's not to say that all of them are entirely happy with all elements of the report, but for the most part, they feel vindicated. Many of them had alleged collusion collusion over the years, and they say that this report substantiates that claim. And many of those families are still involved in civil actions against the likes of the police, the military and the British government, and this report will now feed into those civil actions.
Conor McCauley, Northern Correspondent, thank you for that.